Hello everyone, this is Mike Quinsey, Connecting the Light. My guest today is Julie Geigel. She's a spiritual teacher, soul coach, she channels Metatron, and she's involved in various other activities, but I suspect the ones I've mentioned are her principal ones. So welcome to the program, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and thank you for coming in so quickly after I gave you an invitation. That's worked out very nice to enable me to pre-record this program for a couple of weeks' time. Now, I see that you are involved in healing as well. I didn't mention that. And you have other experience. You're a hypnotherapist and a Reiki master, so that's a pretty good collection of abilities. What are your main interests out of all those?
Say that again.
What are your main interests out of all the different things that you're involved in?
Well, I actually started with hypnosis. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and that's really where my love lies. But along the way, I've picked up a few things here and there. And right now, the channeling is really has become my real, true passion, learning and getting to know the spiritual beings from other realms has been fascinating.
Mm. So you say getting to know other spiritual beings. I see from your website, Metatron appears to be a regular. Who else have you been contacting then?
Well, I have began my work with Muhammad, who is a descendant of Abraham. Then I more recently have moved into Metatron. He seemed to come in as I began to attract a larger crowd.
Yes.
And he's a quite a bit different energy than what I'm familiar with. Muhammad is certainly still with me and usually does the meditation before Metatron comes in for the channeling message. But Muhammad's a lighter energy, softer. Metatron seems to be a lot stronger and more powerful and more forceful. Quite different than my own energy. I'm more of a softer, quieter energy. So it's been a difficult transition between the two, but just fascinating. I love working with both of them and honored to be able to transfer that information into our realm and help people.
Yes, I think I would agree with you about Metatron. I've read a lot of his messages channeled through other people, and I always look upon them as coming from a very high energy source. So you're obviously experiencing something similar there.
Yeah.
On your website, I would describe some of the messages I read for Metatron as sort of short and sweet. From what you say, are they becoming deeper and more in the way of sort of spiritual teachings?
I would have to say that it seems that the longer that I work with an energy, the deeper we get into the spiritual messages. And I've only been working with Metatron now since June. And yes, I do find that as we meet more every month, that the insights that come through seem to be a little bit more pronounced. I know that what I have actually been doing is the channeling's usually an hour, and then one of the gals transcribes it for us, which she's fabulous at that. And then I take short pieces. I usually take one question, and I throw it in my blog. And the response from my blog readers has just been amazing at how a question, you know, that somebody else out there has, they feel like Metatron's actually speaking directly to them. So it just goes to prove how universal our questions are and that healing can be.
Yes, absolutely. Now,
but what I find is that, you know, people in our information age and technology have a hard time reading longer transmissions. And when you can be brief and to the point and get a message out there to somebody that really impacts their life, that really has profound effect on people.
Absolutely, yes. I see that you talk of yourself as wishing to help people on their spiritual journey into a new vibrational frequency, and I guess the type of information you're getting from someone like Metatron is of help there. Is that how you use it, sort of directly to help the people that come to you with that in mind?
Yes, absolutely. So in a channeling session, I usually have a group of anywhere from 6 to 20 people. And then before 30 minutes before the channeling, we just go around and talk about what channeling is, and then people have an opportunity to ask questions. And then when Metatron comes through, that's the first course of business, is if anybody has any questions, they can ask that and receive an answer. And then if there's time, then Metatron will go into a specific area and give us more information, or he'll take us through a special meditation for healing.
Yes, right. That's a very good service, I think, that you're giving out to people, particularly at this time. Now, you talk of helping people to activate their intuition and align it with their soul purpose. Now, in general terms, what is our soul purpose?
Our soul purpose is to be love, to be love, to give love, to receive love, and to be in alignment with that harmony that is the core of our being.
Right. And what is the purpose of that? I mean, where are we going with this?
Well, if you can just imagine a world where everyone is pure love, pure light, pure harmony, I mean, there you go, heaven on earth. Shifting that vibrational frequency, when we're in that state of love, that's when we can truly manifest our reality and really call forth what we desire.
Fine. Do you think at this particular time, in view of the fact that many people, including myself, believe that very shortly we're going to experience a great upliftment, that something like that is sort of coming, and maybe that's why you're doing your particular work, to help people to prepare for that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've certainly done a lot of reading on 12/21/12. And that is right around the corner. I know I am a huge fan of 12/12/12. And so I've got huge plans for that night. We're having a big party here at my house and an online party, actually, as well, will be joining us for the channeling. And I, you know, totally agree that at one point in time, you know, we were looking at possibly extinction. But through our shift into love, into alignment with our highest good, we have saved this planet, saved Earth, and because a group of us has shifted, we are now going to be able to shift the entire planet. So I am just thrilled to think of, you know, this new energy that's coming through and helping everyone on more of a mass global level.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, the more of us that can raise our own vibrations and project the love and light out, we're all going to help to be part of the upliftment and hopefully ascend from these low vibrations. Now, you mentioned 12/12. I guess you might be referring to that because of what Metatron said in one of his messages through another channel. Would that be so?
Can you tell me what you're referring to specifically?
Yes, of course I will, yes. I've half expected you to say yes. Well, Mitatron has said that, in a manner of speaking, our actual ascension is on the 12th of the 12th. But because we are ascending with Mother Earth, the actual upliftment will take place on the 21st of the 12th. But that's it in a nutshell.
Wow. That's really cool. That finally explains why I'm so drawn to 12, 12, 12.
Yes.
I know I actually don't know that much about Mitatron, and I was actually told that I shouldn't study too much until I get deeper into experiencing him through channeling, because it might affect my work. So, yeah, I'm excited to learn more about Mitatron and read what other people have channeled for his messages and see how I compare to them.
Yeah. Well, I think they're fantastic, but I can see maybe the point that was being made to you there is that in some instances they're very highly spiritual, and unless you've reached a certain point, maybe you lose your way sort of halfway through the message. But he is very articulate in what he says, and so they're very deep spiritual messages, yes. And just say in passing, I would say, he also spoke about 12-12 in the sense that you have these massive crystals situated around the Earth. In fact, there's apparently a cave of massive crystals under Arizona. And these are going to be also activated at that time. So there's going to be a lot of energy floating around the Earth.
Yes, I've heard that. Is it New Mexico is becoming quite the hot spot, too, for new vibration?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Right, so yeah, do you run workshops? I can't remember if you mentioned that.
Yes, I do. I host online workshops as well as in my home. I also run an online spiritual book club that's going really well.
Yes, I notice you have quite a few other interests that you run through your website. I might as well mention them now. I was going to sort of keep that for the end of the program. But you have a free download for, I guess it must be an article, is it, called Manifesting Miracles. Perhaps you'd
it's
like
actually
to comment?
An audio.
It's an audio, right. Okay. It doesn't matter how long it is, but how long does it last?
Yeah, it's an hour. It was actually a teleconference call that we did, and it just turned out so well. The information flowed so easily that I turned it into a call that's a recording that's available now to people who are interested in learning more about manifesting.
Oh, that's wonderful. When you say manifesting miracles, is that basically people manifesting what they want, or were you thinking more in line of miracles of healing, for example? Would you like to explain that a little bit?
With the manifesting miracles, it is a great introduction for people who are just beginning to learn more about the law of attraction. Yeah. And you know, what you think about, you bring about, and creating your own reality with your thoughts. So right. There's some basic steps and processes that you're taken through to manifest, and I work with several different techniques that I share on that call, on that recording, to help people move into alignment with their vibrational frequency for their highest good.
Okay, so you're telling people, in other words, how they can, is it meditate or quiet themselves so that they can apply themselves to putting out the energy that they want to, in a way, attract back to them?
Yes, there's a meditation process, and you know, there's so many times where we just have negative thoughts in our minds that are blocking us and preventing us from our highest good. And it's about becoming aware. You know, awareness is key in manifesting. And I can't count the number of people that I've worked with that they're not even aware of this script that's running in their subconscious mind that's blocking them from being successful, from, you know, having happy relationships. And so awareness, I teach people how to become aware. Certainly meditation is the key. And living in the now, being present with what you're doing now, and then just being aware of what is that script in the back of your mind that is running. Is it, I'm no good, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable? What are you feeding yourself that you're even many times completely unaware of that is interfering with your ability to manifest what you desire? Because when you can become aware of that, that's where your power lies, is in awareness, because then you can choose again.
Yes, and I think one of the surprises for most people when you talk about the law of attraction is that they've never realized, and I suppose it's understandable, that if they are focusing on the things they don't like that may be happening within their families, friends, or even outside, they're actually giving it more energy and attracting it to themselves, which is what you really referred to a bit earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's amazing. I catch myself, too. I'm certainly no queen at this, but I catch myself many times being in other people's business, maybe getting frustrated with something my mother said or upset with my husband, and then I ruminate. And as soon as I become aware and catch myself, it's almost like a safety net, catch myself, I remind myself that I'm powerless when I'm in other people's business. I am powerful when I stay in my own business. So then I choose again. So then I move into, okay, you know, what makes me happy in this situation? What am I blessed? How am I blessed here? What are the gifts? Is there a gift here that I can use to help me grow, to help me learn, instead of ruminating about what they did or what they said or all that ego stuff?
Do you think, though, that if people have something that crosses their path that, shall we say, is unpleasant and they don't want to really spend much time on it, as long as they don't give it emotion, in a sense they're angry or irritated about it, would it follow that they could sort of pass it through their mind and just move on without attracting more of it to themselves?
Absolutely. I think the Buddha says the cause of all suffering is attachment. We are incessantly wanting to label things as good or bad. And so when an emotion arises, maybe anger or frustration, when we become aware of that and allow it to move through us and then, you know, remind ourselves that, you know, of that attachment and, you know, let that attachment go and move back into just harmony. No matter what's going on in my life, I can have peace and harmony within me. It's simply through my perceptions, how I'm perceiving what they said or what they did. Yes. So I absolutely agree that when we can let go of that attachment to good and bad and just allow things that have happened to be whatever they are, what they are, it is what it is, and let go, we can move more quickly back into alignment and manifesting what it is that we desire instead of continuing to create what we don't want.
Yes, I believe that. Now, I notice you are also founder of Heaven Sent Healing. What sort of healing are you involved in? I mean, the methods.
Yes. Well, certainly I do a lot with hypnosis, hypnotherapy. I also work with a technique called the Healing Code.
And that's new to me. You'll have to explain that a little bit.
Oh, well, it's a book that recently came out, and I believe the author's name is Dr. Alexander Lloyd, And he just came out with this book in 2012, and it basically is an energy healing. There's 4 points on our body: your third eye, your throat, your jaws, and your temples. And using your hands, if you place your hands together, so they're all touching, your fingers together, so they're all touching each other, and imagine tiny little flashlights are beaming out the ends of your fingers. And you point this about an inch away from those 4 spots and move into the vibrational frequency of love. You can clear and heal just about any illness or issue in your life. And this book really has been life-changing for me. It's simple, it's quick, it takes 6 minutes. He does have a prayer that goes along with the technique. And, you know, that I've had a lot, huge success with that in my work. I actually did some work. I host a group once a month, and one of the ladies, actually my aunt, she moves around a lot. They have a motorhome, and she said every time it's time for them to move to their next spot, she gets really anxious and just horrible. Like, she wants to throw up and just this dread, this feeling of dread. And so we use this technique with her, and when people identify the issue, then I have them go into this brief meditation and allow their mind to take them back to the very first time they felt this way. And it took her back to the memory of when her mother died. She was 13 years old, and she had no place to go. And that feeling of, oh, my God, where am I going to go? Who's going to take care of me? Is this all going to be okay? Every time she moved, all of that would come up. And so we did, you know, the healing code in a group together, and she emailed me or talked to my mother a few weeks ago, and she said, be sure to tell Julie that that healing that we did at her house worked. She said, we moved to the next spot, and I had no anxiety. I was actually happy and excited to move. It was amazing, and thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's another technique that I've been working a lot with lately. The third technique I use is called spiritual healing by Robert Detzler, D-E-T-Z-L-E-R. And it's, you know, actually based on the same principle that we have destructive cellular memories that are carried down through lifetimes. And any issue or illness that we have is related to these destructive cellular memories. And when we can clear that out, we can heal. And in his book, he has different diagrams. And each diagram, there's a special healing programmed in it. And you can access that special healing for that particular topic simply by placing your hand on it. And I've actually use this technique with clients who have wanted healing for family members, and it's been amazing. I had one client who was estranged from a brother, and she said within days after doing this healing that he had contacted her out of the blue, and she hadn't heard from him in years, and they had reunited and were having a great relationship, and she was involved in his life again and just was very grateful.
That's
and
wonderful.
Then the third technique that I use the most in my practice is the Reiki. I'm a master Reiki teacher, and I'm a huge fan of energy work, and there's nothing like a good Reiki session to get your whole body back into balance and harmony. And it's amazing. I typically use the Reiki for people who have physical pain. It's good for mental, emotional issues as well, but Reiki is just so nice if you've got knee pain or, you know, your elbow hurts or your shoulder's tight. I can't believe the stories that my clients have had, you know, working on them for 10 or 15 minutes and their pain's completely gone.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, the first method of healing that you describe there almost sounds sort of too simple to be true.
I know. I agree. But, 6 minutes, it's like, no way.
Yeah. Now, looking back quite some years ago, I used to belong to a society that used to have a stand at the Earls Court Exhibition Centre in London when they used to have their mind, body and spirit exhibitions on. And we used to do the healing when we were appearing at this mind, body and spirit. And the type of healing we did was very similar to what you have described, except that we didn't have our fingers touching, our hands were free, but just okay. Moved slightly above the body. We didn't actually touch the person.
Okay.
So it's somewhat similar, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and that's how Reiki works, is it's usually about an inch above the body, and your hands are free, and you're just moving over the different areas, you know, where your hands, I just go to where my hands are drawn. My hands will usually be drawn to, like, illness within the body or physical issues.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention that particular thing, because I still occasionally do healing for my friends, and I've got one particular one who, when I've moved my hands around his body, I can actually feel where he needs the healing. It's as though it's sort of it's as though his energy is sort of agitated, and I can pick that up. It doesn't happen with everybody, but
so, yes, it's
amazing what you can do when you're in sort of a healing mood.
Yes, you actually, I think as healers, we go into a trance. We're in that hypnotic state, altered consciousness, where we access another level to help people.
Yes, indeed. Now, I mean, has your healing ever involved sort of hands-on healing, which some people do?
Well, I actually am an ordained minister, so with my Reiki, I am allowed to place my hands directly on people. And I do prefer that if people are comfortable with that. So, like, if somebody has knee pain, I'll place my hands directly on their knees, and then I can really feel my hands heat up. They get really hot. And then my hands will cool off to tell me I'm done, which is kind of cool how that works.
Oh, yes, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, in one of the messages of Metatron, I read that he said he's working with us in the physical dimension, the third dimension, and the earth dimension, assisting us in our difficulties. Now, how do you think that he directly assists us? Does he mean doing it through you or direct?
Well, I think that his energy is here in our earth plane as we are getting ready to shift, to make that huge advancement, that vibrational frequency. I believe that, it was really cool. I just launched my channeling on Blog Talk Radio. And this month here on October 10th, we had our first evening. And it was so much fun to have people call in from all over the United States. And we haven't got that one transcribed yet, so you probably aren't aware of the information in that one. But it was really interesting because Metatron came in and he said that he has drawn all of these people together on that call, and that there he created a grid and connected us all on this grid. And so within that connection, it gives us strength and power for healing and for moving into that vibrational frequency. And I feel with every fiber of my being that he is with us here within that formation that he created on 1010 with us all, working and helping us in this physical dimension move into that shift.
Well, I wouldn't at all be surprised if what you say is correct. I'm sure our guides, angels or whatever, are very close to us, perhaps most of the time.
Yes. Absolutely. And thank God, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, it's more the pity in a way that people aren't aware of that, because perhaps they would call upon these people more when they needed help, because they obviously are there to help us if we need it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know now when I meditate every morning, Metatron comes in. It used to be pretty consistent with Muhammad, but Metatron will come in immediately and, you know, give me specific direction and guidance. I'm not very good sometimes when it comes to business matters. I kind of have my own way of doing things, but as I trust more in him and his voice, and yes, this really is Metatron, I'm not just making all this up, I'm just astonished at, you know, the success. Like I said, we just launched on Blog Talk Radio, and ever since I got into channeling, they've been pushing me to go more global instead of working with the local community. And I just, you know, wasn't convinced. And with just that first launch on the 10th, we had 30 people on the live call, and I hadn't barely even advertised anything. And we had, in the last week, we've had almost over 600 hits on the Blog Talk Radio archive.
Gosh.
I know, so that was huge confirmation. It's like, okay, my dear, you need to listen to us more often.
Yeah, well, I think when spiritual beings want you to be active, and obviously it's part of your life plan, I think they have a way of making things happen for us. It's astonishing, isn't it?
It is, and then when I put this out to you and you got back the next day and said, yes, let's do it tomorrow, I was like, oh my gosh, whoa,
well,
hang on, Metatron's in charge.
They do say there's no such thing as coincidence.
That's right.
Now, I think it was Metatron that said in one of his messages, or it was a comment that perhaps you added, was that you are moving out of the third dimension.
Yes. I used to call myself a spiritual counselor, and I've had a huge shift over the summer here and have now moved into spiritual teaching. And part of the transmission with that update was that, you know, I was having a difficult time finding where I was supposed to be fitting in that space, and having a hard time letting go of counseling because I did enjoy it, but I was ready to move into something different, and wanting to embrace spiritual teaching, but, you know, is there really anybody who's interested in spiritual teaching? So I think the point of that was just to help me understand that my work's purpose, my life's divine life mission is in helping people activate their intuition, align with their soul purpose, and unleash their divine potential. My divine life's mission is not counseling. You know, my divine life mission is helping people who are on a spiritual journey. Certainly there's some degree of counseling that comes with it, but, you know, as a spiritual counselor, I was attracting people who were looking for a therapist. As a spiritual teacher, I'm attracting people who are looking for a spiritual journey. So quite a bit different market there. And I'm thrilled to accept this new assignment and very excited to see what this brings in for me.
Right. Now, I mean, having mentioned that you're moving out of the third dimension, are you aware of changes within yourself, and what are they?
Yes, actually, especially after, you know, I've just had so much going on this last week with launching the radio show and then, you know, getting this interview right away and really moving forward, I've just felt a huge sense of peace and tranquility in my life. I always had a certain amount of anxiety, you know, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Am I just making all this stuff up? Is it real? I think a degree of insecurity. And so I have noticed that, you know, over the course of this summer and even just these last few weeks, there's a new peace that has moved through my being, and a new sense of harmony, and that all is well. And anytime I have a concern over something, I think one comment that Muhammad had made early on in our channeling was, it is of no concern. And because I was all concerned about something, and Muhammad came in, he said, it is of no concern, and brought me into that place of pure peace. And I just have felt that continue to grow and be stronger and be a real driving force in my life, that really it is of no concern, you know, the bills and the kids and, you know, the husband and the raising a family and having a career and trying to be all and have all and do all, that it's of no concern. The only thing that is of concern is being present in this moment, being aware
yes.
of who I am and the love that I have for myself and to give to
Certainly
others.
Keeping you very busy. Are you aware of any change in your level of consciousness?
I think that I have a different perspective, you know, when it comes, I mean, just in everything that I just said, with that comes a sense of no attachments, you know, moving into that next level of being free of attachments and just being one with all that is. I think that feeling of connectedness and really aligning with the oneness of creation is that shift in consciousness that I'm experiencing.
Right. Now, as a hypnotherapist, and you said initially that that's an important part of your work, do you use it to regress people, or is it for different things?
I certainly am actually have a special certification in past life regression, so I do a lot of work in that area, and I have worked with age regression. I think that some of the newer techniques like the healing code and Robert Detzler's spiritual healing technique get clear out. I mean, the purpose of regression and past life regression, age regression and past life regression, the purpose of that is to heal. And I think that, you know, there's some newer cutting-edge techniques out there to help people clear out and heal without going back into that pain and trauma. But I do have some people who are just curious and interested, like with the past life regression. And it is fascinating how you can access a past life and heal, you know, learn from that, grow from that, bring that back into this lifetime and heal from that. But with the hypnosis, I work more with helping people with peace of mind, helping people move into that feeling of relaxation. I have a lot of scripts that work with accessing higher dimensions, accessing your spirit guides, finding out who your guardian angel is, talking with loved ones who've passed. Those are the types of hypnosis that I love to do that are the most fun, because, again, it is embarking on that spiritual journey, you know, making that connection with the spiritual realm, remembering that we're spiritual beings and that we have this incredible power before us. That's what gives me the most joy and delight.
Yes, indeed. Now, what is it that you do to help people align with their soul purpose? Because presumably what you're talking about, in any other words, is their soul plan.
Well, I think that with the variety of techniques we talked about, each one of those, usually people work with me over the course of a year, and we meet once a month, and every month we work with another technique, helping clear out any blocks that are preventing them from accessing their soul purpose, releasing limiting beliefs, and, you know, helping them move into and align with their vibrational frequency that is going to bring them into the discovery of their soul purpose. But like I said, I love to work with hypnosis. That's probably been the number one thing where I have seen people really come up with some clearing, you know, really clear out those subconscious belief systems and really feel connected, really feel like, oh my gosh, I could feel my guardian angel touch my cheek. It was so real. Or I could see my loved one. They talked to me. Oh my gosh, they sat down next to me. I could look into their eyes and hold a full conversation with my dad that passed. This was amazing. So those are the kinds of, you know, techniques that help people remember who they are, align with that soul purpose, and so they can really access their divine potential. Because so many of us are just, you know, working the 9-to-5 job, raising the family, eat, sleep, and, you know, that's that. And there's so much more to life. There's so much more to being when we can remember that we're spiritual beings having a human experience instead of just human beings having a human experience.
When you're helping people with problems, are you able to identify where perhaps something they're going through is necessary to teach them lessons, and it may not be something that they can actually clear away before they've reached the end of it, if you might say that?
Well, I think healing is like an onion. You know, you peel off different layers. And in my personal experience, things seem to be circular. You know, all of the experiences I have, it feels like, you know, okay, I've been through this before. I mean, I just had a client in the other day, and she's like, this feels like high school. I feel like I'm back in high school dealing with all this drama. And I believe that our healing comes in layers, and that every time that it comes back into, we have that experience again, there's another component, there's another piece, there's another layer of learning, of healing, and of growing. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's going to be cleared and gone forever today. It might. But it might be one of those pieces of healing that is more of the onion, that you haven't gotten to the final layer yet. And you'll know that you're done. You'll know that you're healed when it does come back into your experience again and you have no emotional attachment to it. That's the beautiful part.
Yes, indeed. You know that it definitely is cleared. Now, just on a personal thing here, do you have out-of-the-body experiences?
I do when I meditate. And certainly when I channel. I know it was interesting when we first started channeling and we started recording it, and I have a big, heavy microphone. And the first time we used the microphone, I held on to it with my hand. And I remember the next time we all got together to channel, and I had the microphone, and I said to everybody, I can't hang on to the microphone because it keeps me in my body. And I didn't even realize what I was saying. And then one of the gals next to me, she's like, oh, did you hear what you just said? And I'm like, what? And she said, you just said that you can't hang on to the microphone because it keeps you in your body. And I'm like, well, yes, so what? And she said, well, if you're not in your body, where do you go?
Yes.
And it was like, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that. If I'm not in my body, where am I? So I absolutely am now 100% aware that when I channel, I'm out of body.
Right, but are you aware of being anywhere else?
Like a particular place?
Yes, you know, some people go out of the body and they can stand by and sort of see what's going on, or they sort of disappear up into the higher realms for a while.
I would say that when I'm channeling, I stay present. I don't leave. So I do have like a third-person point of view where I can just watch from above. I think that I don't have any particular experiences where I have actually been to other locations. I know sometimes, like when I do hypnosis with people, especially past life regression, well, this would be out of body. I can actually see what they're seeing. So say they've traveled to the Native American era and they're in the teepee hut with their family. I'm actually, it's again like third person. I can see what they're seeing. And I know what they're going to say next. So that's really cool when that happens. But,
I mean, it's obviously quite interesting, even if it's not your own life. Now,
right,
so
I wish I could do that with my own life.
you can't have too many. Now, when that happens, are you saying that Metatron uses you for direct voice channeling, or is it nevertheless still like coming from you?
I would say he comes through and it's his voice, because I do notice that my voice tone changes and my speech changes. It slows down quite a bit and there's a lot of pauses. And sometimes I have a hard time finding the right word. I say I because it's my body. But I certainly come to realize that I don't have a hard time finding words because I can talk very fluently. But when Metatron comes in, there's not the fluency and speed in language that I have myself. Does that make any sense?
Yes, indeed, yes, yes. I just wondered on that because in my case, what I get is, in effect, like a voice in my head, and then I type it out straight onto my computer.
Okay.
So yours is a different way, but it's the same result in the end. You've got your message. I was just curious to know how it worked for you.
Yes, yes. And I know when I'm working with people, I get more of that perspective where I hear a voice in my head and then I share that message with the person. But when I do a channeling session, I call it a light trance, where I'm actually stepping out of my body, allowing Metatron to come in and use my body and my voice for his message.
When you're doing the channeling, are you ever given any prophecies for the immediate future?
I think there was one question that we had about you know, 2012 and the prophecy that the earth is ending, the major catastrophes. And yes, I did. And what I was shown was that we were going to have catastrophes, but they were not going to be life-ending for the earth. That there, as we continue to shift, that there will be fewer and fewer catastrophes, but the catastrophes are based upon the vibrational frequency of our planet. And so we can minimize the catastrophe or eliminate the catastrophe dependent upon our collective consciousness. And so I had been shown just that feeling of peace and harmony, and that we're on the right path, and as we continue to shine our light and spread our message, that we'll all be okay.
Yes, I can certainly go along with what you've just said there about the end times. Of course, I think the unfortunate problem is with 2112 that it's normally connected with the Mayan calendar, which ends on that date, which leads some people to believe that is the end of the world because nothing follows it.
Right, right, yes.
It's simply the end of a cycle and at the same time a new beginning, but some people don't realize that.
Yes, yes.
So have you seen beyond the 21st of December? I mean, do you know what we can expect when we have this shift?
That would be a great question for Metatron.
Well, indeed, yeah.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, what I have been shown, you know, just through my general guides, is that as once we hit the 12-21-12, that everything's going to be accelerated. So maybe somebody was on a started a spiritual journey, and what they achieved in a year is now going to be like quadrupled. So their ability to grasp and process information on a spiritual level is going to, that quantum leaps. And so everything in that regard is going to be speeded up for people.
Do you
certainly with the veil, you know, that all comes with the veil lifting and more clarity, more certainty in decisions, and a feeling more connectedness and more purpose within their life. I think that whole collective consciousness, there's a huge shift that's going to occur on that 12-21-12 as we continue to move forward with this new vibrational frequency.
Yes, I agree with you. What do you think will happen where bodily changes are concerned?
Well, the things I've been hearing and the things I've personally been shown through my guides is that our physical bodies will become lighter, that we won't have the heaviness, the, you know, disease, the issues, the needing to cleanse and clear all the time, detoxifying all the time. I just, you know, feeling that our physical bodies are shifting and moving into a lighter, higher frequency where we have our able to access our own inner healing, so that if, you know, we have pain in our knee, we focus our attention on our knee and it's gone. We have, you know, emotional issues in our chest, we focus our attention there and it's gone. So I'm just being shown and you know, the other spiritual books that I've read, that on a physical level we will be able to access our own innate ability to heal.
Do you think that we will be more intuitive than what we are now?
Absolutely, absolutely. That, well, even right now, that telepathic ability that we have to talk to each other without words, I've seen it increasing enormously in the last couple of years. And I think that, you know, as we continue on into 2013, that's just going to be another avenue that we're going to become more aware of, that ability to communicate with each other, not only positively, but becoming more aware of how we are affecting other people just by negatively thinking about something.
Yes, again, I have to agree with you. I think the biggest factor in our changes will be the extent to which our consciousness increases. We will become, I think, more like a galactic being rather than a human being.
Absolutely. So cool. Aligning with our spiritual nature versus being weighed down with our physical body. Being a light being within a physical vehicle.
Yes. Have you any thoughts about extraterrestrials as being involved in these changes?
Absolutely. I think that I've become aware that just like with everything else in our world, there are good and there are bad. And so I believe that there are many extraterrestrials out there that are trying to help us. And they have a special interest in our welfare because it affects their welfare. And we just finished on our online spiritual book club, Pleiadians, Initiations of Light by Christine Day. Are you familiar with that book?
Yeah, I haven't seen any reference to it. Repeat it again so that I can make a note.
Sure. Pleiadians, P-L-E-I-A-D-I-A-N-S, Initiations of Light. And the author is Christine Day. I believe she lives in Minnesota now, but she's originally from the United Kingdom, I think. But anyway, it's a fabulous book, and just Pleiadians are a group of beings, extraterrestrial, aliens, whatever you want to call them, a group of beings who have come to help us with our shift in consciousness, as I believe the work that you're doing is.
That's correct, yes. That's why I was interested in that one. I might have unknowingly seen perhaps references to it, but it doesn't ring a bell at the moment.
Sure.
Yes, I think the Pleiadians, of all the different extraterrestrials, have possibly played the biggest part in recent times in trying to get their messages through to people.
Yeah, it was a fascinating book, and it was so exciting to do it online with a group of people like that. I just felt an enormous shift with the whole group as we moved through the initiations, you know, bringing us into that vibrational frequency of love. And you just can never do that on enough different planes and levels and areas.
I notice you, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier on, but you have a healing code circle that people can join. Is that still operating?
Yes, it is. We've been doing that now for about 6 months, and it is open to our online community. People can come in as a, they can come in through Skype, or they can come in through, the, you know, computer joining us, and we just do that once a month. It's 1 hour over lunch on the last Wednesday.
Is that for self-healing?
Is that what?
Sorry, I missed your word there. There was a little blip. Perhaps you didn't hear me. I was asking you whether that circle was for self-healing.
Yes, actually, that circle is designed to teach people how to use the healing code. And then we actually do a 6-minute healing code together. And then I record that so people get the download to keep and use on their own.
Right. Now, I notice you also say that if people want to join in when you're channeling, they can do that through Skype. Do they just link in and listen to you doing the channeling, or are they through that also able to ask questions?
Actually, we have secured the blog talkradio.com, and my channel is www.blogtalkradio.com/Julie Geigle, G-E-I-G-L-E. And you can go to that link, that website, and you can either listen in to us live, or you can listen to the archive. We do have the channeling archive for limited time, or you can call in. There's a telephone number when you go to that link that you can call in if you would like to ask a question and talk to Metatron yourself.
Right. Now, we are sort of approaching the end of the program. I'm not sure whether you just mentioned your website address. Your sound broke up slightly, but you might like to give it out again anyway.
Yes, thank you very much. My website is heavensenthealing.us.
Right, that's quite straightforward.
yep.
Is there anything that I haven't touched upon that you would like to mention, or is there a message you would like to give our listeners?
Well, I'm just so grateful and honored to be with you here today and sharing all of this exciting information, and I would be thrilled to have you join us for the Blog Talk Radio sessions that we do. We always channel with Metatron on the double-digit days. So our next event will be on 11-11, and then we'll be doing 12-12. Very exciting. So I would just like to invite all of your listeners to join us if they're interested or feel inclined. And again, I just am thrilled to be here and to learn more about the radio show.
Yeah. Now, what time do you do your Skype program?
We have daylight savings time over here in Wisconsin, and so I just switched the time up. It will now be run from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time. Okay, yeah. I've made a note of that.
So I think we're about 2 hours later than you guys are.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not quite so familiar with that particular time. Most of the time I'm dealing with Pacific time, so, yeah.
Now, where are you at?
Well, I'm in England.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking, but they said Pacific Standard Time was the time that they had given me, so I wasn't sure what area that was from.
Right, so just to satisfy my curiosity about the time, what time was it for you when you linked in for this program?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay, so that means I'm 4 hours ahead of you. That's what I was trying to work out.
Okay.
Sorry, what I'm talking about. What time did you say it was going? Four?
Four.
No, six. It's 6 hours, sorry, not four. Six. I'm 6 hours ahead of you. Okay.
Oh, So what time is it there?
It's 10 minutes past 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Late evening, yeah.
Wow.
There you
okay.
are.
Okay, yes.
Okay, that's fine. I think we possibly exhausted all the questions at the moment.
Yes, so you were great.
have to thank you very much for coming onto the program. It's been very interesting talking with you.
Same here.
And I wish you all the success with your work. You're obviously going to become a lot busier by the sound of it.
Well, it does seem that way.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you indeed. Well, friends, that was yet another good session there and a very interesting guest. Next week, I have Karen Noe. She's a psychic medium, spiritual counsellor and healer. And she's also an author. She's written books in the past, and she's got a new one coming out this month, I believe, called Through the Eyes of Another. And she's, just to give you a taste of what it might be about, she's the founder of the Angel Quest Centre. So I have to thank you all for being with me today, and I hope you can make it for the next broadcast. God bless you all. Thank you.